we've talked a lot about the whole when the check comes, who pays, especially when it's a date situation.
Yeah.
Well, this little little dispute resulted in not only a friendship issue, but a potential breakup.
Yeah.
On a double date. Okay. So this is what happened. They're both 22. Girl went out with her best friend. She'd been, so the woman who we're calling Amy had been seeing a guy for a couple months. Things were going well. She was going, so Amy and her date, okay, her guy, we could call him her boyfriend, right? They go on a date with the girl who wrote this thing, who's also 22. So they're young and she's on a first date, right?
Okay.
So check comes and the girl who wrote this really didn't feel a spark with her date.
Yeah.
So she really didn't feel comfortable with having him pay.
Yep.
So she said, no, no, we can split it. And then Amy, who we're going to call the problem friend, chimes in. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here, okay?
Yep.
Chimes in and says, no, 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 our guys have got this. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the person who wrote this says, it's okay, I really don't mind. I don't mind splitting it. So a little bit of back and forth, and the both guys seemed kind of uncomfortable about it.
It definitely sounds like an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. They end up paying, the guys.
Yeah.
And they all leave, and Amy texts the friend now and is like, well, now my guy is contemplating the relationship because he didn't like that interaction. He doesn't want me to insist that the guys always pay.
Hmm.
So now this has resulted in like a friendship issue, a possible breakup, all because she just said, I just want to split it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were one of the people there, would you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah. I feel uncomfortable just picturing it.
Amy.
Amy is Amy. Controlling.
Well, and just like, doesn't understand. I don't know. It's just
etiquette.
Weird that she would come in and say, no, no, our men have got this.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Like, what year is it?
Yeah, you don't say that. You don't say, no, you just don't assume someone's going to pay.
And then announce it.
Right. After someone, and it's mind your own beeswax.
And it's the first time you're meeting this other guy.
Right, exactly. I don't know why she's worried so much about, worry about you and your guy.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So I know, Todd, you kind of are more old school about, you know, guys.
I definitely pay. Am.
Yeah.
It's a first date, right? For one of the couples, and then the other one's more established.
Yeah, 2 months though, so not a lot.
But they've probably been out many times where the guy has probably been the one picking up the bill. Most
I guess
of the time.
So. Yeah.
So she's used, you know. So who is it? Amy.
Yeah.
You're calling her. She's used to it. She's used to being, you know, not having to pay.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm trying to picture like us in this scenario. Like, it's just uncomfortable to assume this guy that you don't know is going to pay for your friend's meal.
I think it's awkward to announce who's paying no matter what.
Yeah, totally. Like, I also agree that the guy should pay, but in this situation, it's not my business what these two
they're on a first date, right?
Yeah, it's not my business. So if, you know, that says a lot when the girl says, no, we can split it. And then your friend says, no, he's going to pay. What?
Right.
Like, picture it that way. Like, no, he's paying.
Right.
I mean, I'd be like, who are you?
Well, either way, it's like being the friend who is at a friend's house and like a couple and they start arguing in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It like, does make everybody else uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I mean, the new relationship girl, right? The first date girl, she could have, maybe she could have handled it internally instead of, like, so say, you know, Amy says, okay, no, 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 the guy's got it. She could have then just let the guys pay, let her first date guy pay. Mm-hmm. And then afterward been like, hey, look, that whole thing was awkward. I want to insist that we split it. You know, we're new to this. We'll figure it out going on. Let me give you half of our side of the bill.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she could have handled that internally separately.
That's true.
Not,
yeah.
That's true.
So
do you think part of it is because who pays on a date, there's some sort of like other message that comes along with that? Not an expectation.
I think that's what she's
like
thinking.
That is icky to me, like the idea that, well, yeah, I paid for a date, so therefore I get this. Like, that's creepy.
Yeah. Well, that happens. That's why it's creepy. And I think that's what I was thinking. She's saying, I'm not interested. I'm splitting it, so I don't, quote, owe you anything.
Like, if you, exactly. Correct. Like, if you accepted that he pays the bill, it's kind of implying there will be another date and I had a good time.
Or anything like you don't. It's a first date, and there are some guys who feel like if I buy you dinner, either A, that says to you that you're interested in me,
right?
B, you're gonna give me a kiss at the end of the night because I deserve it because I paid. There are guys out there like that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she's thinking. She doesn't want to have any ties. I'm not interested. No, I'm splitting it.
Sounds like no one really communicated, to be honest.
Right.
Like,
it was bad.
Yeah, the whole thing sounds awkward.
Yeah.
The Amy should have reached out to her friend and just been like, hey, how do you want to handle the bill at the end?
Right.
And or the other girl on the first date should have done the same thing.
Right. Said, and like, said, hey, listen, I want to split it.
I don't know how we're going to handle the bill, but let me guide it.
Yeah.
You know, right. Or whatever.
Right.
Like, they just needed, they didn't communicate the end game.
Right.
What is it called? Like the Vulcan mind trick where you can like look at your friend and be like, we're splitting it. You know, with those eyes.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you can even tell. And if Blake looked at me and said, we're splitting it, jeez, I'd be like, oh, boy, he's not interested.
I tell you what, that glare from Kelly, that's
worked,
a glare.
Huh?
And
worked,
you have to pronounce everything. We're splitting it.
Yeah.
And then you know, okay, I'm backing
ooh,
off.
That was an intimidating
Kelly,
glare.
You should try the glare where, hey, Blake, I'm getting a raise.
You know? Yeah,
try
right.
Blake,
right
I'm getting it.
It's happening. Yeah.
Does anyone know what retina damage feels like? Because I think I have it. I think I have it. My God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to need to wear my eclipse glasses just to look at Kelly. That searing eyeball. Yeah.
We found something else we can use them for.
Yeah, thank God.